We intend to grow that use and those practices of digital services through things like the publication of the Digital Services Playbook, which Mikey and his team were instrumental in publishing over the past year. And we intend over FY15 to really reach out to agencies through the digital services team, through things like portfolio stat, through agency reviews, through reviews of high impact lists, to actually start to apply the digital services playbook and the plays involved to scale how we implement best practices in DevOps and using digital services strategies.
You talk about 500 APIs. Do you get a sense of how much agencies actually are using that? Because one thing about the idea of digital strategy, I think a lot of agencies fall into is, yeah, it would be nice if, right? They just maybe don't feel like they have the talent, the skills, or the time, which is always the biggest resource that agencies miss, that they don't have the time to apply to that. So just, do you get a sense from the CIO Council meetings, from other meetings?
We are getting a sense from the CIO Council meetings. We have an innovation committee now in the CIO Council who's actually taking those APIs, working with agencies, identifying where those APIs can be applied to mostly enhance mission effectiveness and citizen-facing websites.
Let me turn to Mikey. Part of the reason, I guess, your office was created and brought in was not just to make APIs work, but really give agencies the intellectual muscle, if you will, or even the skills to improve processes around citizen services and other types of websites and facing services. Give me a sense from your perspective. You've been here now about 6 months. What's your take on where this digital services evolution is going?
To your earlier question about agencies feeling constrained, like they don't have the right talent, they don't have the right time, they don't have the right resources, I would challenge a couple of those. But the one thing I'd agree with is a lot of agencies haven't to date gotten access to the talent pools that they need. And so in those first couple months that we've been here, that's where we've put a ton of effort. We've been hiring into our own team, the U.S. Digital Service. We've been working with an agency or two trying to bootstrap same ideas over there so they can build the capacity internally. So where are we going over the next couple of years? Well, one of the things at least that I hope we have some success with is building these teams, not big teams, but building these teams inside agencies to build up their own technical capacity directly.
We had recently the VA CTO on who talked about this, and I've heard from other VA officials that that's one agency, I think maybe if you will call them a pilot. What other agencies are already heading down that path? How many do you envision? Do you envision this across every agency, across some agencies?
Well, you stole my thunder. The VA is the big one that we're working on, so I guess you talked to Marina recently. They're making great progress, and we're happy for the chance to work with them and help make that happen. It's really the same idea, the same kinds of tasks that we set up U.S. Digital Service to do, being able to respond quickly to evolving needs, to help kind of make sure procurements and acquisitions go in a reasonable direction, that kind of stuff. The VA's own digital service team should be able to do for the VA as well and make a real difference in a lot of their veteran-facing services that they need to provide. There's others. So we're kind of going through a process right now of trying to do the triage at other agencies where the need is the greatest versus where the readiness to build a new team, where the lift is going to be the lowest. And we're kind of triangulating both those things to prioritize where we will try to help build digital service teams next. We don't have a real concrete plan for which one's coming exactly next that we can talk about today, though.
Lisa, let me switch over to you to build off of that. The idea of putting these teams in each of the agencies, someone would sit back and go, why don't you just build a shared service? And why don't you just have one organization? And you see them popping up. You see 18F. You see OPM has an innovation lab. You see HHS has a buyer's club. And I know they're not all one and the same. They all have different roles. But why not just create one organization that can, if you will, I think is a term you guys have used before, SWAT team in, parachute in, and help agencies deal with a specific issue.
We really do have a government-wide strategy here that integrates all these different moving parts into one comprehensive strategy. So the vision is really to have this centralized capability of a digital services team with people like Mikey, like Haley, like other folks come in, go out and actually help agencies and to a degree train agencies on modern DevOps practices and start to embed those through kind of the normal e-government practices. practices into the way the government agencies operate, the way they fund all everything from funding to developing to implementing to measuring. So that's one part of it. We work very closely with 18F, who has more of a direct delivery model. So they'll actually be building, supporting agencies in actually building websites, building services, developing capabilities. And we also want to scale this into agencies so that agencies ultimately have this capacity within their agency based on their mission requirements. So that's probably the biggest reason why a typical traditional shared service model won't really work in this case, because we really want the agencies to build this capacity based on their needs, based on the mission requirements that they have for citizen-facing digital services.
Lisa, I want to turn back to you. Several times during our conversation today, Mikey mentioned people factor, helping agencies hire the right people, the right skill sets, get them trained. When I spoke with, for instance, the folks at 18F, they basically took this agile approach to hiring and felt like it made a big difference. Are approaches like that one, and maybe not that one specifically, but is that something your office is sharing across the government? And is there something that you can do with OPM, for instance, or through the CIO Council to really give agencies that new tool?
Kind of want to reemphasize one thing and then get to the people side of it. We have an overall strategy to focus on, you know, getting the right talent into the government, and that means talent from the outside, and giving the right talent of, you know, that's in the government the opportunity to work on kind of these high impact programs as well, and getting the right partners as well as getting the right processes in place. And to your question about how do we make sure that the digital services is a little bit more of a strategic resource, not just pulled into the crisis of the day, we have really a kind of a nice team effort here where we're able to capitalize on the work that OMB government, the RMOs, and the CIOs have done looking at their portfolios and identifying kind of their high impact, maybe even high risk programs, so we can plan out where digital services can operate and have the biggest impact strategically, but also have them available to help on those high impact areas where there is an issue, where they can swoop in as a SWAT team effort. Regarding kind of the people side of things, we have, again, kind of a strategic approach, and we're also putting out a lot of tools where we're working with the agency. So through the CIO Council, we've actually recently stood up a workforce subcommittee that's headed up by Darren Ash and Richard McKinney, and they are helping to put together position descriptions, for example, for some of the new skill sets that Mikey's team's bringing in that are relatively new to the government, right? So digital services experts, site reliability engineers, user experience experts. So that's really kind of where we want to start, is really kind of defining what skill sets we need, and then kind of using an approach where we give existing government employees the opportunity to train and acquire those skill sets and apply for these type of digital services jobs, but also capitalizing on flexible hiring authorities where we can, where there's legislative support for those, where there's policy that allows us to use flexible hiring authority so we can bring in the right skill sets to solve some of these problems.